Hey guys, thank you so much for tuning in to this week's show. It is a Struggling Sisters episode where Katie and I work through some stuff once a month.
It's true. And this podcast, it may contain too much information. At times you may wonder, what exactly is happening to my ears? If you like Emily's podcast a whole lot, but you think she may be too serious or abrasive or sarcastic.
No. Okay. Thanks for sharing. But listen, the point is that we are good at struggling together because we're really good at struggling alone. What? Might as well do it together.
That's right.
Anyhow, if you want more of the special situation, we'd love to see you over at Patreon. You can go to patreon.com/strugglewellproject and support this situation at any level. And then you get 3 of these a month. What? There's only one sad week. Only one week where you don't get something.
Oh, that's true. That would be a sad week. So we want to thank the Struggs that already support us on Patreon.
Thank you, Struggs.
If you're not there, y'all are the best. So we have a Facebook group once you join Patreon, and there's a lot of fun stuff going on in there. And there's also swag that you can get. Yeah. It's amazing.
So good. So actually, I need a new decal from you because I got a new car and it doesn't have my decal on it.
I'll send you two because you're the boss.
Love it. Love being the boss.
All right.
Okay, so this Struggling Sisters, we were going to talk about community because that was the plan. But then when I got a job, everything kind of went, I've lost the idiom that I would put here, like,
be-do be doo boom.
Yeah, game over. Was that the Mario Brothers?
No, but I really like that version.
Oh, what is it? What is it not? It is. tell me what the Mario Brothers one is.
What it's not is what you just did.
That's a game over song from something. Maybe Tetris?
No, I think you might be right.
Well, I certainly think I might be right as well. So we are going to talk about kind of a hodgepodge of different things. Some community, because that was kind of the original plan. But St. Patrick's Day is coming up, and we all know what big St. Patrick's fans we are, you and I.
Absolutely. You got to throw it in there.
Hardcore
can't be missed.
Patrick fans. Anyway, so before we start, though, I want to play a little game. I want to work some Irish slang into this conversation.
Okay.
And I have a feeling you're going to be way better at this than me, which makes me hesitant to throw it out there, but I'm going to do it anyway. So I'm going to give you 4 Irish slangs. And in order to get all the points, I'm going to need you to use it, all 4 of them, in a sentence.
Oh.
Work it in effortlessly as the show goes along.
All 4 slangs in one sentence or just all 4 slangs for the end of the episode?
You have the whole episode to throw in all 4 slangs and I will send you a gift card of your choice.
Give me them slangs.
So the first slang is, if you're saying you're surprised, it's gobsmacked.
Okay. Can you say it in an Irish accent?
I don't know how to do accents. No, thank you for asking. Gobsmacked.
Nope. That's some accent, yes. Okay.
Okay. If you're tired, you're knackered.
Ooh.
With a K.
Okay.
If you're fed up, you're up to 90.
Okay.
And if you're having so much fun, something was so fun or funny, you say, what a gas.
Okay. I've heard that one. I didn't know that was Irish.
$20 to the place of your choice. If you can use these all.
I like it. What do you get if you win? I'm not buying you anything. What are you going to buy yourself?
I'm just afraid that I'm going to forget and then you're going to win. So I don't know. I was going to give you $20 at Starbucks, but you work there, so you don't care about that anymore.
That's true. Okay. All right, good. Well, I have a couple of Irish terms, like St. Patrick's Day terms.
Okay.
And so I'd like to share those with you.
Okay.
It's going to be a gas.
Oh, okay.
That counts, right? Okay.
I guess I don't know if you can talk about it in a future tense. Like, it's going to be a gas. You probably can. I don't know. I'm not Irish.
All right. I'll tell you after.
Okay. That it was a gas.
Yeah. May your troubles be less.
Shoot.
And your blessings be more. And nothing but happiness come through your door.
You kind of sound more Norwegian than Irish.
I don't like hearing that. Okay. May your glass be ever full. May the roof over your head always be strong. Strong. I'm working this out right now.
I'd really rather it be in a Russian accent, if you don't mind.
Okay. May you be in heaven half an hour before devil knows you're dead.
Be in heaven a half an hour before the devil knows you're dead. That's amazing.
Such a
30
weird
minutes.
Thing.
All he needs is a 30-minute window.
You better get there, girl. That's so funny.
Oh my gosh.
That was a gas.
It was a gas. You're right about that. Good.
Okay, good.
Ladies, we spend a third of our lives asleep. It is time to make our beds amazing. A company called Brooklinen was founded in 2014 by a husband and wife. They take the middleman out of the bedding company, which gets us sheets that are cheaper. But not cheaper in quality, just cheaper in the money. And their sheets don't just feel great, they look great too. You can mix and match all kinds of different patterns and colors, so you can make your bed look exactly how you want it to. My Brooklinen sheets are the best, most comfortable sheets I've ever slept on. And now, it's time for your upgrade. Brooklinen.com is giving an exclusive offer just for my listeners. You can get 10% off your first order and free shipping when you use promo code SWP at Brooklinen.com. Brooklinen is so confident in their products, in their sheets, in their towels, in their comforters. They all come with a lifetime warranty. And the only way, though, to get 10% off your first order and free shipping is to use promo code SWP at Brooklinen.com. That's Brooklinen.com. Promo code SWP. Brooklinen. These really are the best sheets ever. Okay, so did you get any St. Patrick's like trivia or anything like that?
I did find out the history of St. Patrick.
Okay, because I looked it up too. I want to know what you know.
Oh, good. Okay, so his name was actually Padraig, Padraig.
No, I found that his name was Maywin.
Great.
Maewyn.
So it should be St. Maywin's Day?
But he changed it to Patrick later. Maywin. I would too if my name was Maywin.
Absolutely. Anyway. He's Christian. Did you find that out?
Yes.
That's exciting.
I'm excited.
Okay. So he was kidnapped. Did we watch the same video?
Oh, I didn't watch a video. I read.
Oh, okay. Well, that's for suckers.
Kidnapped by
Irish. So yeah,
Irish,
I guess he was kidnapped.
By Irish.
And they took him over there.
Raiders. They brought
Why
him
Why did
home.
They want him? Do you know?
Well, his name was Maywin. There's not a lot of those floating around.
We need to save this guy / kidnap him.
So he was 16 when he was taken to Ireland.
Crazy.
Crazy.
What did he do over there? I don't know.
I don't know. Just he was a slave of the Irish raiders.
And did he escape or did they let him go?
He was there for 6 years and then he came back to England, became a monk and went back to Ireland as a missionary.
Okay. And then they said the three-leaf clover, that's what helped him spread Christianity. But I don't know. Was it a wand? Like, what does that even mean?
So the three-leaf clover is for the Trinity. So the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, that was his, like, maybe you should read. Just rely on the videos.
They just left it at that. He used the three-leaf clover to spread Christianity. And so I'm just feeling very whimsical, I guess. I was, like, picturing it being washed over the land.
Yeah, no, that's apparently, I don't know. Okay, so what else do you know about him?
In the year 461, he died in the spot he was born.
Oh, what? So he went back to England?
I don't know. No, he wasn't born there. He was in, oh yeah.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
He went back there.
Okay, so I found out that they're, so it's a like a Catholic kind of, because he's a saint, right? And that's Catholic. And
right.
Because people were really liking to drink on his, this St. Patrick's Day. So
right.
They closed the bars in Ireland until the 1960s because they didn't want people getting drunk on his day or whatever.
Oh.
So really, in America is who has turned it into like this giant beer drinking festival.
I'm not surprised by that.
And actually, the St. Patrick's Day parades were not started in Ireland. They were started in Chicago.
Oh, interesting.
So we've we've really taken this over and made
right.
it like a thing to honor the Irish. And they don't even do it like us.
I think they do wear green.
Okay.
I think green is a thing, but it is a church. It's a church holiday there.
Interesting. So in Chicago, they dye the river green. Did you know that?
No. With what?
I think it's something that like the maintenance people found that they were like cleaning the river and it turned it green for a minute. So they just like make sure to, I'm not really sure, but it's green for a couple hours in Chicago.
That's cool.
They've done that since the 60s.
Why Chicago?
I don't know. Why is any of this a thing? I don't even understand. But I heard that the real color is blue. It's not even green.
Hmm. Maybe his wand was blue. That's why.
He didn't have a wand.
I think he did.
Okay, so one final fact about St. Patrick's Day is that St. Patrick's Day cards are apparently a really big deal in the northeastern part of the United States. And that's
where
you live now. And so Hallmark says they sell 12 million cards for St. Patrick's Day, mostly to the Northeast. So you better get some cards and send them to your neighbors.
Okay. They're all so nice. I would love to do that. No one's nice here. Maybe if I give them St. Patrick's Day cards, though, they'll all be nice.
Maybe they've been waiting for that.
Probably. It's my time to shine. I'm also going to give them wands.
Okay. You need to let that go.
Okay.
All right. I wanted to do a Would You Rather based on St. Patrick's Day because it just makes sense.
Oh, okay. I like these.
Okay. Would you rather have like the brightest reddish orangish hair, like a leprechaun you would think of?
Right.
Or always have to have green on to not be in pain, like be pinched.
Oh.
So like chronic pain without wearing green or bright red, not like cute red, but like obnoxious orange, like clown color.
Right. Definitely green. I mean, yeah, this one's easy. You're going to always wear green underwear. 100% of the time you're wearing underwear.
So just wear green
underwear.
You're
going to have to wear underwear in the shower. Yeah, green underwear all the
or
time.
Or is a painful shower?
No. Okay. Shower is the only peace in life.
Yeah.
It's the only break we get. What about you?
I'd probably just always wear green because I like green.
Yeah, me too. Easy peasy.
Although, you know, our friend Lori, she has bright red hair and she just gets low lights done and it's beautiful.
I really like that you said that she's my friend too, because she's not. That was really inclusive of you.
Oh, thanks.
Thank
she's
you.
Great. She grew up with her. We know her from forever. So
yeah, like I would like to be your friend, but the truth of the matter is,
I could pull some strings.
Okay, good.
Don't worry.
Use a wand.
What?
Ugh. Okay. Are you up to 90 with my wand jokes?
I'm up to 90. Wow, you're halfway there.
I'm so excited.
This month, ButcherBox is offering finely ground beef that's clean, delicious, and is taken from the most flavorful sections of the animal. Who even knows which ones those are? I'm so glad somebody knows. I'm just happy to eat the beef. The beef ButcherBox sends consists of trimmings from the sirloin and the chuck, and it makes it so versatile. You can use it in any type of cooking. It cooks fast, so it's perfect for those weeknight dinners when you don't have any time, but everybody's hungry and you're tired. Yeah, those weeknight dinners. It's perfect for that. Right now, new members to ButcherBox are going to get 2 pounds of this delicious ground beef free in every box for the life of your subscription. This was their most popular offer last year, and so they're bringing it back for a limited time. So how ButcherBox works is that you get to choose which types of meat you want. They deliver it to your door, so it's all very convenient. You can think of ButcherBox as your neighborhood butcher, except that you don't have to go. And the shipping is free, which is amazing. You can choose how often you get a box. Everything's completely customizable. I love when my butcher box arrives. I love seeing what's in it because I just kind of let them pick, and I have never been disappointed. For $20 off your first box and 2 pounds of free ground beef in every box for the life of your subscription, go to butcherbox.com/SWP or enter promo code SWP. So again, that's $20 off your first box plus 2 pounds of free ground beef in every box. Go to butcherbox.com/SWP or just enter promo code SWP. Okay, so would you rather, because this seemed like a leprechaun thing, would you rather only speak in rhymes or only speak in alliteration? Alliteration, for those of you who only watch videos.
Whoa, I'm gobsmacked.
Oh, man, you're 3/4 of the way there. Alliteration is when you talk in the same, you start, all the words start with the same letter.
Emily eats earring. Elephants, something like that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yep. I would like to only speak in rhymes. Now, does it mean that like a switch was flipped and like magically that's just how I talk now? Because that would be fun. Or do I always have to think about a rhyme to say what I want to say and I can't say anything unless I can think of a rhyme?
Oh, that's a good question. Hopefully you just can do it naturally.
Okay. I would be quiet a lot. I would definitely think before I spoke.
That might help everybody.
Gay. Yeah.
Just kidding. No, I think that it would be fun to speak in rhymes because then you could also sing it. It would lend itself so much more to a musical life.
Right. You could be a songwriter. You just quit your job. That would be so fun. Kids would like you so much.
They would love you. We would be a hit at all the birthday parties, especially if we dress like leprechauns. Stop it.
Let's take this on the road. Hey, kids, you want to see my green underwear? Just kidding. That wouldn't work. Weird.
I will say in my research, I found that leprechauns are always men. They're not women, which obviously it's mythical, so it can be whatever it wants. But apparently, they don't have women leprechauns. So just a little tidbit for you.
Thank you.
Okay. I'm done with those.
Okay. So I have a, are you into that?
Okay.
So are you into scrunchies because they're back?
Okay. My hair is short now. And also they don't hold my hair up. So I can't. No, I'm not into scrunchies. Are you?
You could. No, I'm not into scrunchies. But I'm surprised that it's a thing, that people are into it.
Well, overalls are back.
Overalls are kind of cute. My sister-in-law was just telling me that she's really tall. And she's like, can you please go get these overalls? Because they don't fit me and they're at Target. They were pretty cute.
Where did you get them?
No.
Why?
Because I haven't had a chance. She like literally just texted me that. I feel like you're placing standards on me that are unmeetable. And I'm knackered.
Was that all of them?
I did it.
You're knackered. That doesn't mean you're tired. You use that wrong.
Nope. I'm knackered of your high standards.
I'm knackered of your high standards. We can ask the judges, but I'm pretty sure they're going to say that doesn't count. Okay. So no, I'm not into scrunchies. I can't.
Okay.
They don't.
So no. I just saw on the Oscars. Oscars is movies. Yes, the Oscars just happened. Mm-hmm. The guy, Jason Momoa, the guy who plays, I don't think you watch Game of Thrones, but he plays Khal.
Okay.
Drogo.
Okay.
He's this big, huge guy. I'm sure you've seen him. He's like really handsome. He was also just in a movie, Aquaman. Okay. Anyway, he's a huge guy, like a manly, manly man, like throwing axes. But he had a pink scrunchie at the Oscars because it matched his pink tux.
He also wore a pink tux. I need to look
at
that.
Yeah, he did.
Huh. Okay, so because when we were a second ago, a while ago, we were going to talk about community in March. And so I had a little bit of things planned to talk about. And so everybody's always saying that they have a hard time finding friends. And so when I feel like I've talked about this a million times, and so I don't really have anything new to say, but I would encourage anybody who feels lonely to pick a thing you love and get really, really into it, even if it's super niche. However you want to say that word. Do you say niche?
I think I would avoid it.
Yeah, me too. But anyway, so I looked up some super duper niche communities and I found so many, but the one I loved too a whole lot. There is a social media site just dedicated to David Hasselhoff.
Oh.
And it is called Hoffspace. And it is just people who are obsessed with David Hasselhoff.
The Hoff. I can see it. Can but I you? Bet they're strange.
Yeah, I don't know. But then there's also like a whole cult following to Caboodles. You know Caboodles?
Yeah, Caboodles. You know they're back?
They are back. Have you gotten one?
No.
I haven't either. I wish I would have kept my old one, but what are the chances that that's going to come back?
You never know what's going to come back. You know what else is back? Polly Pocket.
Huh. I never had a Polly Pocket.
Me neither, but some people did. Back in the day, I bought one for my daughter for Easter.
Oh, you already have Easter baskets?
I always think that it's in March.
Okay.
I'm always way early on Easter.
Yeah, I'm usually way late. It's fine. Okay, so speaking of communities, I found a very strange community, and I'm interested to know if you would ever live here.
Okay.
Okay. It is a community in Alaska. It's a small town. Everyone in the town lives in one giant apartment complex.
No.
It is you don't know yet. It's 14 stories, and it's like a giant box of a... Anyway, inside is the police station, the jail, the church, the post office, grocery store. Everything is inside this 14-story building. The kids go to school in this... I guess the school's in another location, but they get there through an underground tunnel because it is so cold.
Oh, wow.
Would you ever live there?
No, because I'm so sick of the winter and the cold. I need space.
Okay. Yeah, it does feel a little claustrophobic just to think about it.
Who would choose to live there?
I have no idea. It's just a really remote place. Maybe nobody can leave. I don't know.
What happens? See, that doesn't seem smart because what happens if something happens to that building? Then everybody is displaced.
The whole town is. Well, sounds so cold that they couldn't live outside for. If the kids go to school in a tunnel, what's happening?
I don't know. Would you live there?
I mean, I guess if I was born there and I didn't know how to get out.
If you're born there and blindfolded, maybe it was like smacked and knackered. Oh, did it work?
No. I think that it sounds like a Bird Box situation. Like you can go, but you have to, I don't know. It sounds weird and I don't want to think about it anymore. It makes me feel scared.
Okay, so how is that going to help people have friends?
Just move there and you will not be lonely because there's so many people everywhere you go.
Okay, I get it. You have built-in friends, literally built into your house.
Yes.
Okay.
Sounds terrible.
Any other community stuff?
I mean, no, I really didn't have anything. I crossed out most of it because I feel like I've already said it.
Okay. Let's do Giving Me Life, Killing Me Softly.
Oh my gosh, let's do it.
Yes. What's giving you life?
Okay, giving me life is that I started shopping at Trader Joe's again.
Is it close to your house?
I mean, it's the same amount of distance as it always has been, but I just didn't go for years because I was trying to save money.
Oh, is it that much more expensive? It seems like some other stuff that you get good deals on.
It's not that it's more expensive. It's that they have so many cool things that I end up buying things I don't need.
Yes.
But I went and I'm telling you, it lifts up my quality of life. High to the hills.
Oh,
I love it.
Wow. To the tippy tip tops.
I can climb mountains. I'm so happy.
Oh my gosh.
I love Trader Joe's.
I'm so glad for you. So they have a lot of good. I have never lived close to there except for one time. That was a weird way to say it, but I had to finish. And it was when I had my very first apartment and I got a bunch of their like prepackaged stuff because I was working, going to school and stuff. And they've got a lot of good like stuff, packaged stuff, like dinners that are, they don't seem like they're frozen.
Well, and they don't use preservatives, so it's good in that way. But I'm getting their salads for lunch and
yes.
I don't know. I just love it. So I'm very happy that I've decided to start going there again.
I'm glad. Do you only shop there? Or do you get stuff from other places too?
No, I shop there for the things I need for the week. I go other places for the other thing. I don't know. I'm still not good at being a working person. It feels like a disaster over here, but.
I feel like you could still do your Walmart online grocery order for most of this stuff because you were in a good groove to do that on the weekends.
I know. My groove is gone. I don't have a groove. It's more like a, I don't know. Like a trembling. Not exactly.
Oh, no. It's a like rickety bridge.
Scattered and it's all over the place.
But 1 minute ago, we were up in the tippy top clouds.
Because I was talking about Trader Joe's, but when I come down off the mountain, everything's on fire.
It's low down there and hot. And I bet it's gobsmacking.
Okay. You are trying so hard. Way to go.
I am. Okay. You're up to 90. So what's giving me life is, you know, Not Your Mother's brand of stuff.
Yeah. I've never used it.
Okay. So they have like things, but all I've ever bought was the Not Your Mother's dry shampoo, but they have a new smell.
Okay.
Toasted coconut.
What?
It smells so good.
Okay. And so how often do you... No, I don't. My hair doesn't get oily.
Well, okay then. No, just kidding. When my hair is... When I do it curly, it doesn't really get oily either.
Okay.
But when I straighten it, like anything after day one, I use it.
Okay.
And it'll make... I mean, I could go like a week, which is not great.
Well, because you have curly hair, so it's not that oily.
No, when it's curly, I have to wash it a bunch. But if I straighten it, I can go a long time.
Oh.
I can only wash it like one time and then be good.
But it smells so good.
Smells so good. And it's like a lot of smell too.
Do they have it for brunettes? Because that's
they don't. Okay. Yeah, I know. So it's not great for curly days. But if you ever straighten your hair.
It's great.
Make it last for a long time. If you guys don't use dry shampoo, you should because it's magical.
Okay.
What is killing you softly?
Okay, this is going to be quite the revelation for you. I'm in school right now. I have a couple more classes to have my bachelor's in nursing, and I hate it.
What?
I love school. That's what's so strange. I've always loved school, and I am over it. I'm in my first class, and I can't wait for it to be over.
That's really weird. Have you ever had classes like that before? Like, generally, you like school, but some classes you just aren't into?
No, I mean, because the class is fine. I don't care. I'm just so annoyed with school right now. And I never felt that way before. So I'm not sure what has changed, but I am different. I feel like I am now like everybody else.
Who doesn't like school? Well, maybe it's because at the same time that you started going back to school, you got a full-time job.
Yeah, maybe. I guess I just feel like it's this annoying fly buzzing around my head where I used to be like, I loved it.
Yeah.
So anyway, just kind of weird.
Do you have a good spot to study in? Like, do you have a good school spot?
Not just at my kitchen table.
Okay.
Do you like a good school spot?
I feel like if some days I don't want to work or something, no offense. see your judgy eyes.
Wow.
I feel like it's because I'm not liking my spot that I'm, I don't know.
Yeah.
I think spots are a big to-do, you know?
They are.
I don't know. I'm trying to fix your problem and it's not being easily fixed.
No, it's fine. It's just it was a different thing for me to not like school. So I'm like, what? Who are you?
Yeah. Okay.
What about you?
What is killing me softly is, so I started working at Starbucks and the dress code I got fixed by Trunk Club. They did all my clothes for me. That was great. But I still had to find some shoes. And so I got some shoes that are like non,
slip.
That's right. Because got to mop them floors.
Okay.
And they're super ugly. I showed them to you today. They came in the mail yesterday. They're like knockoff Vans. Or, you know, they're like Vans slip-on style.
And I historically like ugly shoes compared to you. I know that you think my shoes are ugly a lot.
Yes.
So for me to look at your shoes and go, get those off your feet.
Oh, you said they were hurting your eyes. I was like, oh, shoot. I didn't know they were that bad. Because they're like slip-on Vans, but they're like leather. And geriatric, because there's the soles of them are
so
huge, humongous.
Yeah.
So I'm returning those. And I went today to DSW and I got me a pair of, they are Toms, but they're made for working. So they've got like really soft soles and they're non-slip and they're leather. They're better.
They're super cute.
Oh yeah, I sent them to you. Do you think they're better?
They're way better.
Okay. So that was killing me softly is my geriatric Vans.
Getting old is not as glamorous as they told us it would be. Nobody told us it would be glamorous.
We're just down assumed. In the fire. Yeah, you're right.
All right. Well, do you have anything else?
That's all I got.
Me too, man. This has been so good to talk about St. Patrick's Day. And other weird things with you.
It was fun. I love you.
I love you back. Bye.
Okay. Bye.
thanks to all the listeners. We're the struggling sisters. La 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 la. Thanks to all the listeners. We're the struggling sisters.